It's really unlike any other interstate highway in the country. It is the only interstate that during peak periods has been restricted to HOV-only traffic. We looked, did a ton of research across the country, and we found no other roads that operated that way. It's also, I think, one of the most contested stretches of interstate highways in the country. There were several lawsuits to stop the construction of that project back in the 1970s before it ever even started construction. And so it's certainly been something that's been a point of contention in the region for probably at least the last 40 years. And we're hopeful that this project can start to, you know, move more people through this corridor and implement a balanced, you know, suite of projects to really help us move more people. For too long, people really just fought about what was the best way to improve this road, and they never really came to a consensus. And we're hoping that these projects, the widening, the, allowing single drivers to use the road during peak periods, and the investments in bus service and park and ride lots will, you know, change that situation.